Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Jordan. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. Our topic today is singing debut. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Bollywood celebrity Tiger Shroff has released the music video for Unbelievable, marking his debut as a singer. The music video was directed by Puneet Malhotra, who has also directed Tiger Shroff in Student of the Year 2. The makers of the forthcoming movie captivated fans after they released a new track from the movie called Miss Heron, in which Tiger Shroff made his industry singing debut. The song was composed by Academy Award-winning musician A.R. Rahman, and Bollywood icon Tiger Shroff is excited about making his debut in the field of music alongside him. Brooklyn Prince, just 6 years old at the time the movie was shot, made a scintillating debut playing precocious Hausler Mooney. Chinese billionaire Jack Ma is heard singing his theme tune, featuring 48-year-old diva singer Fei Wang, according to Asia One. Chinese billionaire Jack Ma is not only going to be in a fight movie, Gong Show Dao, but will be singing on its theme song along with 48-year-old songstress diva Fei Wang. Eddie Vedder's 17-year-old daughter, Olivia, makes her singing debut in the forthcoming score of the Sean Penn-directed Flag Day, which opens August 20th. Tom Cruise's Hollywood daughter with Katie Holmes, Suri Cruz, makes her singing on-screen debut in the recently released film Alone Together, directed by her mother. While her daughter is talented at music, and will appear in the score for his new movie, Holmes made clear her daughter is still in school. In Alone Together, Suri makes her singing debut on screen with a cover of Blue Moon, which plays during the film's opening credits. Holmes has also discussed the reason for the use of Blue Moon, explaining it was featured in the movie Baby Boom, which stars Diane Keaton, and was an inspiration for her new movie. The singer went on to state that then, she was offered a chance to write the song for the film Modern Love Hyderabad, which was written by Sassy. This time, the singer received a call from the music directors, Smaran and Vivek Sagar, wanting her to come record two songs for the serial. She said that she was going to make her singing debut on screen, so she recorded them, and Katie Holmes allowed her to do her thing. Recording in a time of pandemic using Zoom, we found new ways of making this work, says Carrie Underwood. For Ek the Villain Returns, Tara Sataria is set to debut as the lead singer of the forthcoming movie. Tara Sataria made her Bollywood debut in Karan Johar's 2019 film, Student of the Year 2, opposite Tiger Shroff, Ananya Pandey, and won a few hearts for her performance in Karan Johar's 2019 film. Now, Kamal Haasan's daughter Shruti is going to sing for herself in her debut film, directed by Nishikant Kamat. In fact, friends of Kamal Haasan assume that Kamal Haasan's daughter Shruti is going to become a singer, says R. Madhavan, who is close to the family. Apparently, the cafe's audience was unable to take enough of the sight of Kamal Haasan's daughter Shruti singing. Paris Jackson made her TV singing debut on Thursday night, performing her new song Let Down on Jimmy Kimmel Live. The song is the first single from Paris Jackson's debut album, Willed, which debuted November 13, and Jackson opened up to people about the process. Paris Jackson performed her new song, Let Down, from her debut album, Wilted, which was released on November 13, at the Viper Room in Hollywood. Grande released her third studio album on May 20, 2016, debuting at number 2 on the Billboard 200. Grande released her second studio album, My Everything, on August 25, 2014, and debuted atop the Billboard 200. Grande's R&B-influenced sixth studio album, Positions, and its title track debuted at No. Grande has had a total of 16 top 10 debuts thus far, starting with her first single The Way. Lead singles off of each of her first five studio albums have debuted in the top 10, making her the only artist to do so. Alongside Justin Bieber, both artists are tied with Mariah Carey and Drake for the most songs debuting at No. On the Billboard Hot 100, Grande is the first artist to debut three of his number ones at No. After the release of Thank You, Next, and Seven Ring, she followed up Thank You, with Seven Ring. After wrapping up season one of Nickelodeon's TV series Victorious, Grande wanted to focus on her music career, and began working on her debut album in August 2010. While she was shooting Victorious, Grande made multiple recordings of herself singing covers of songs by Adele, Whitney Houston, and Mariah Carey, and uploaded.
them to YouTube. Grande grew up listening mostly to urban pop music and 90s music and said Over the Rainbow was one of the first songs she remembers singing, as The Wizard of Oz was always my favorite movie growing up. Thank you all for joining us again on Podka, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.